entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
It's time for the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection on the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network. Live from the Ferg Sports Bar and Grill Studios, across from Tropicana Field in downtown St. Petersburg, Florida. Providing a positive perspective from the peewees to the preps and the pros across Tampa Bay and the USA. Get your head in the game with the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection and your hosts, Mike Rickard and Ben Botham.
To the Tampa Connection, to our good friends at Body Armor, and of course, Ice Pick Vodka, Shrimpies. And by the way, Shrimpies has a lot going on these days. You're going to have to get over there. Sea Hags right across the street, closed down.
Yeah, I heard about
and
that.
And Sea Dogs is getting all the business, and John couldn't be happier. Two of my great clients down there, Sea Dogs and Shrimpies, and of course, Shrimpies also pours Ice Pick Vodka for all of their cocktails that require vodka.
So, you know I love supporting a good old Georgia boy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you do. And he's going to have it Georgia Bulldogged up this fall, and we'll be getting John on the air. So we're brought to you by some great advertisers, and I want to thank them. They're stepping up to the plate. Body Armor, of course, we just had our Prep Connection conversation. We talked to NIL. We talked high school. We talked high school soccer. And we've got a lot of things taking place in 2023. Brad Richardson, our high school guru, he's going to be helping out. We'll pull you into the foray from time to time.
Oh, yeah.
Because you can talk some football.
Yeah, I certainly can talk some football, Mike. That I can do. Basketball, that's where I kind of check out. Same with soccer. Well,
that's where the big old Oscar Gunnar III, he'll be on in the last segment of this second hour. And we, of course, are live at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill. We're actually in the 19th hole clubhouse studios. This will be our perch from now on. We've got two golf simulators down here, if you haven't got the news yet. And they're the same golf simulators they have at Top Golf. And people love them. We're going to have leagues. We're going to have lessons. We had Bill Butner giving some lessons a little bit earlier.
Yeah, Mike, he actually kind of liked my swing, believe it or not.
He got a baseball swing. It's inside out.
Hey,
bro.
He said it looked pretty good. He didn't have any complaints about it.
Well, and he's a part of our team now on the tee, Florida. We're going to have a grand opening. You got to come down here. We're going to have a blast down here on July 3rd. We're having a party. We got two bands. We're going to kick this baby up with the two simulators from about 6 to 10. Well, actually, I'm going to try to convince you to do this like we did the 30th anniversary.
Hey, Mike, you don't have to convince me too hard. I love a good party.
You can have your Ice Pick Vodka, and it's going to be a blast. That is the third Monday down here at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill. We're going to have swag giveaways, and come on down 6 to 10 that Monday before the 4th of July.
Hey, I'm excited for it, Mike. I love a good 4th of July party. I'm all for it. And, you know, that's my favorite week. I took the whole week off for that, Mike.
You took the whole week off?
I told my dad, I said, hey, I'm not working at GFS this week. I'm staying at home.
Well, we might have one last go around at the beach bungalow, too.
Oh,
For a little Black Honkies concert.
Oh, I love the sound of that, Mike.
All right, my man. Well, you talk about parties. This next guest, I'm just making an old man's assumption that you two may have tipped a beverage or two in your past. He's a former teammate, and I want you to introduce him live from Rockwell, New Mexico. We're not talking UFOs. We're talking baseball. We're talking independent league. And I've been through that miserable town many, many times when I had property in Taos. So take it away, my man.
Yeah, so on the line we have Ian Kinsavage, former Savannah State Tiger and St. Peter's Peacock, another submariner like myself, Mike. We got along very well. Mike, Ian, how you doing today?
He's a submariner, too?
He is a submariner.
Oh, my God. Here we go.
Doing great, Ian, man. Good to hear from you.
Awesome. We're super happy to have you on today. Thank you once again for coming on. Tell me a little bit about this Pecos League that you're playing in. You're playing for the Roswell Invaders. Is that right?
That's right, the Roswell Invaders. And the Pecos League is the last true baseball professional league left in America. There's no DH, there's no pitch clock, and there's no big bases. It's still great level of baseball, and there's 16 teams, 8 in California and 8 in the Mountain Division. And teams in my side of the league are in Oklahoma, Kansas, Arizona, Texas, and New Mexico, as well as Colorado.
See, Mike, now you see why me and Ian got along so well. He's talking about what real baseball is.
I know. I'm going to say, you guys are cut out of the same freaking mold. You're a couple of 24-year-olds in 65-year-old bodies. But I love it, and I embrace it. And I'll tell you one thing, Ian. those bus trips... I've got to be a little lengthy and a little lonesome out there. I know that territory very well. I had a place in Taos, New Mexico, and I'm from the Midwest. So there's some wide open land there, young man. Probably opened up your eyes being a Floridian.
I'm from Georgia, but, you know, you're right. A lot of wide open land. New Mexico's the least densely populated state in the United States, so... Once you get at peace with that, it's a very peaceful place, and I love being out here. But there used to be a team up there in Taos in the Pecos League, the Taos Blizzard. They ceased operations years before I got in the league, but heard that's a beautiful town as well.
It is. How long has this league been around?
The league started in 2011 with four teams. It got its name from having the teams along the Pecos River from Roswell to Carlsbad to Alpine, Texas. And the team is the league is still going strong. Roswell's one of the inaugural teams, and we have the most championships in the league. So I heard you say you've been down to Roswell. The field is down at the fairground. It's Joe Bauman Park, where Joe Bauman hit 72 home runs for the Roswell Rockets back in the 40s.
So it's got a lot of rich history down there.
A lot of rich history serving communities that are very desolate, as you know. But we have great fans. We have great support. Many teams in the league have great fans and great support. It's just a smaller market with a lot of travel in between.
Yeah, so Ian, tell us a little bit about the stadium, the fans, and everything like that. Because when I think people think independent baseball, they think Savannah Bananas, the party animals. What's it like? What's the atmosphere?
One last question. Do they serve beer?
That too.
Yep, we have dollar beer nights on Mondays. We've served beer since I've got here. Almost every team in the league serves beer. That's part of something you kind of have to do to have a successful franchise in the league. So, yeah, we do have beer.
All right, so you guys are the defending Pecos League champions, and right now you're leading the league right now in the Mountain Division with 13-3 record. How's the season looking out for the rest of you guys? Is there some big talent to look out for?
There's a lot of talent on the team. Our manager, Lance Myers, he's a player manager. Pete Rose was. He plays first base and manages the team. He's put together quite a team. This is his third year. This is my third year with the team. We have seven guys that have played since Lance took the managerial position in 2021. So we're very tight with those seven guys. I think we have over 11 or 12 returners from the last 2 years. And then our rookies are very good. We have two guys that throw around 95 miles an hour from affiliate ball. And we're just top to bottom, probably one of the best teams, if not the best team in the league. So that's how it's going so far. I mean, I always see us getting to the last game of the year in the championship, and it's happened every year. So I can't see it really going any other way.
And you guys just got a victory last night, correct? I believe you got the win?
That's right. I came out in relief to get the win. I actually started my career in the Pecos League with the Alpine Cowboys, so it's always good to beat my old manager and my old team when they come to town and when we go to their town.
Hey, has anybody from the Pecos League made it to the bigs? Got any great stories that could turn into a movie?
Yes. Do you remember when Yermin Mercedes debuted for the White Sox?
Yeah, I do remember that.
He went 5-for-5. He played for the Pecos League for the White Sands Pupfish. But there's been around six guys, I think, that have made it to the show. Yermin Mercedes, Scott Galipsy, Eric Yardley. I think Jared Koenig made his debut for the Athletics last year, and John Edwards.
So what is it like, Ian, being a submariner in the league? I know we were a little bit different when we played in the MEAC for the Savannah State Tigers. Is there a lot of submariners out there? Do a lot of guys see that kind of stuff out there?
This year, there's I throw kind of sidearm. I brought it up a little bit since we last played together in Savannah, so I kind of throw a little higher on the clock, but there's myself. There's a guy on the Trinidad Triggers, which is a team in southern Colorado, and there's two guys on the Tucson Saguaros that play in Tucson, Arizona. And then I guess you could say there's one guy on the Blackwell, Oklahoma team. So not too many. You know, I've started for this team, and I've relieved. I've got saves. So I'll do whatever needs to be done to get the team the W at the end of the day, but most guys just relieved down here that throw from the side or from the submarine.
Tucson's got to be the largest market in that league, isn't it?
Tucson is the largest market. There's a team in Austin as well, but they're a newer franchise. But Tucson plays in Keno Veterans Memorial Stadium, where Randy Johnson hit the bird. So they have a very nice place to go play a game and a good crowd and a good turnout. And like you said, a larger city. But the thing about the Pecos League is, honestly, the smaller the town, the better fan turnout there is. So Alpine, Texas is a town of 5,000 people, but they get some of the best crowds in the league because it's 2.5 hours from Midland, Texas, and 4 hours from Roswell. So they're kind of in their own world out there. And that's kind of the same thing with Roswell. We're 2.5 hours from Albuquerque or Carlsbad or really any other town with any type of market for any entertainment.
Did you get yourself some cowboy boots and a cowboy hat when you moved out there?
Oh, yes. When I got to Alpine, Texas, everyone looked like a cowboy. But I also lived in Denver, Colorado after Roswell, New Mexico, so I got a lot of cowboy stuff there. But I mean, it's 109 degrees here in Roswell today, so you kind of have to wear a little less clothing during this time of the year.
See, he's missing America's ballpark, 72 degrees and cool at Tropicana Field. So, but Ian, do you mind telling us a little bit about your college career? Because you mentioned how you're mainly doing relief now, but I know at St. Peter's, you were doing quite a bit of starting there, correct?
Oh, yes. Started opening day twice for St. Peter's as a sidearm submarine guy. One time at Georgia Tech, the other time I threw a complete game shutout opening day versus Niagara. And I had a shutout against Rutgers for the first Power 5 win in 118 years of the Peacock program history, which I know a lot of people know about St. Peter's because of the basketball, but the baseball program was not the most successful baseball program before I got there. So coach kind of told me I helped turn the program around, and there's a big fat head of myself over in the gym where the basketball games get played. So it's good. You know, as a sidearmer, you can really do anything that you want to do. So I have a couple starts this year and look to make a couple more. But the thing with pro ball is guys come and go. They get moved up. They get moved down. So you just kind of take it day by day. It's not as routine as college ball where you have, you know, you're going to play Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and maybe a Tuesday, Wednesday, and you have a couple off days. We are in the middle of a 15-game streak of no days off. So it's kind of a grind, and you just get by day to day. At least that's our style in Roswell, which seems to work.
Man, that's some real deal baseball right there, yeah.
that's passion for the game is what that is.
It certainly is, and not a lot of guys are able to do that. You know, we see these college guys, and I know Ian, we had plenty of days off when we were playing in the MEAC at Savannah State together. So it must be a very, very big difference playing in these two leagues.
Oh, it's incredible. I'll tell you, one time, my first year in the league, we played a 7 p.m. game here in Roswell, New Mexico. Left here at 12:30 to drive 7.5 hours to Garden City, Kansas to play a 1:30 game that I started. So, and we won that game on the 4th of July.
God, Garden City, Kansas is in your league?
Garden City, Kansas is in the league, and we play them about four times in the next probably 9 days, I would say.
I lived there at one time for 6 months right out of college, one of my first jobs, and that is the armpit of America, Garden City, Kansas. I was told that it's now a shopping mecca for people, but this was, I'm an old man. This was in the early 80s, and I dreaded every friggin' day that I was there.
Yeah, their team name is the Garden City Wind because there's pretty much nothing there to stop the wind rolling through town.
No, there's not.
Well, Ian, I got to ask you, do you still have aspirations of, I know you've mentioned this to me before, of playing in the World Baseball Classic for the Philippines? Is that still a goal of yours? Is that still something you're shooting for?
That is most definitely a goal. So before the pandemic happened, when the World Baseball Classic was going to be played in 2020, the Philippines was going to be one of the teams. But how it all plays out with World Baseball is if the 12-year-old Philippine team loses to the 12-year-old Chinese Taipei team and the 17-year-old team does the same, then their world ranking in the baseball rankings drops. So that happened a couple times, and the Philippines, I think, had some corruption with what they did with the money from the World Baseball Federation. So they got replaced by Pakistan. But I was all excited to go and try and make that team. The coach is out there in Los Angeles that runs it now, so it's a bit more organized. But the Philippines has some good baseball players. Tim Tebow was going to be on that team. Dusty Baker's son. Dusty Baker is a Filipino. Yeah, Tim Tebow was born in the Philippines on an army base, so he's a dual citizen. Yep. And Dusty Baker married a Filipino woman, so... his son, who plays at, I think, Cal State Fullerton, was going to be on the team. But other than that, they were unsure of their roster.
All kinds of loopholes, young man. Hey, but before we let you go, we're gonna have to take a break here in a minute. Let's talk about the economics of it, if you want. So, obviously, there aren't big checks being written and deep pockets, so it's got to be a lot of passion. They cover your housing and your meals, certainly. And do you get a stipend?
Yeah, pay is low, hopes are high, but another way they offset the low salary of the league is that when you hit a home run, you strike out the side, or you get 7 strikeouts in a game, they pass a hat around in the stadium, and you get the money from that hat, if that makes sense.
You get tips from the fans.
It's the collection jar at church.
Exactly. So you want them drinking beer, and a hell of a lot of it, so they're free and easy, and they're putting 5s, 10s, and 20s in there, huh?
Exactly. It's exactly what you want. So as a pitcher, you can get a couple pass the hats if you strike out the side, hit a home run, and get 7 strikeouts in a game.
What's the most you've gotten in tips? Here we are talking to a baseball player. What's your best night in tips?
The best night, for me, it's around $40, because the home run is the big one, or the strikeout side. I usually get 7 strikeouts in a game. By the time I've done that, a couple people have gone home. The best time to do it is the first and second inning, but... I don't throw 95 miles an hour, so I have to work. Yeah,
they're robbing you. They're robbing you.
Yeah. And the other thing about this league is this is a high elevation league. We play Roswell's at 4,400 feet. Okay. There's teams that are in Santa Fe, 7,200 feet in elevation with very small ballparks. So this is a hitter's league. That's why there's no DH. If there was no DH, the games would never end.
They say Coors Field is a hitter's field, and been there many times. But, you're definitely in elevation where that ball is going, basically tee it high and let it fly.
And exactly. One last question for you here, Ian. Can you tell me about, has there been any extraterrestrial sightings at any of your games? I know you guys are the Roswell Invaders. Do you see any little green men or gray people out there?
I have not, but I asked all the locals. I've met some people that were in town the day that all happened in the 40s, and there actually was. If you look in the news, there was a sighting here in May. I didn't see it, but I had two teammates who saw the craft. There's video footage of it. It was during the day, and it's clear as day. So if you want to go look at that, feel free.
All right, young man. Say goodbye to your old drinking buddy. You took those $250 checks and bought kegs, I guarantee you.
Hey, you might be able to talk to Ian about that one. He might have done something like that. But, Ian, I appreciate you coming on once again, and I look forward to seeing you sometime soon after the baseball season's over.
Yes, sir. I'll see you in sunny Florida.
All right, young man. Make sure that you tip your pitcher. All right, let's take a break. We're going to come back, and we're going to talk to a gentleman that took care of pitchers, and he's the former strength and conditioning coach for the New York Yankees, Jeff Mangold. Stay tuned to the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network.
Halftime's over. Reset the clock.
We're going to shut them down.
Dial the down.
Do it!
And get your head in the game.
Visualize an attack. Yes. Visualize an attack.
Yes. The Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. Live from the Clubhouse Studios inside Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
I take a scotch and water. Hold the scotch.
On the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Fred here. Welcome to the Sea Dog Treasure Island, a waterfront brew pub with a golf-inspired menu. Known for handcrafted cocktails and a wide variety of award-winning Sea Dog and Shipyard beers brewed right on site. Now serving breakfast daily starting at 8 a.m.
Chef Charlie here, featuring our homemade family recipes. Come try Big Mama's homemade biscuits and gravy, our award-winning shrimp and grits, and our handcrafted Maine lobster Benedict.
Located on the water, just walking distance to the Treasure Island Beach. Enjoyment for all ages. Cheers.
Rowdies fans, your Tampa Bay Rowdies are back at Al Lang Stadium in downtown St. Petersburg, Saturday, June 10th at 7:30 p.m. Join us for post-game fireworks after the match and get your tickets now by visiting us at rowdiesoccer.com. Come on, you Rowdies!
It's another weekend. You can wash the car today.
No.
You can mow the grass today.
No.
You can go fishing.
Oh, hell yeah!
When it's time to go fishing or head out on the water, your first stop should be at Angler 360. Angler 360 is located on the Dunedin Causeway and is the one-stop shop for all your fishing needs and water recreational needs. Angler 360 has rods, reels, live and frozen bait, tackle, beer, and soda, plus apparel and sunglasses. Make sure you stop in and see exactly why Angler 360 is the premier bait and tackle destination in the Tampa Bay area. Visit them at angler360.com.
Pulling out all the stops in the fourth.
All right, let's go.
Time to bring it home with the dub.
Let's get rocking.
Stick to the game plan with a Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection live from the Clubhouse Studios inside Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Let's rock this joint.
On the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection, and I'm Mike Rickard alongside baseball Ben Botham. We are efforting my good friend Jeff Mangold. He went to my high school in Sioux City, Iowa. He is the strength and conditioning coach. We've had him on probably three, four times in the last couple of years since we launched this, and I know one of your favorite conversations, but I tell you what, that conversation is now from a baseball purist perspective and a statement on the passion that someone has and the love for a sport is unbelievable given the conditions of where they are geographically. You haven't been out there. I'm telling you, it's godforsaken. Gorgeous, but their bus can go to the into the ditch at night, and there may not be anybody come by. I mean, it's brutal. And then you drive from Roswell to Garden City, Kansas. That's not an easy trek either.
No, I mean, that is honestly, like Ian said, it's the purest form of baseball out there. You have guys that are playing just for the love of the game. It's purer than college baseball. These guys love the game.
Oh, by far.
Love the game.
There's a lot more money.
There is a lot more money. Like we said, tip your pitcher, Mike. These guys aren't making a lot. They're doing it because they love the game. They're playing for small, true American towns. That is their source of entertainment. It's a ball game, a couple times a week. And like Ian said, they finished a game late at night, drove all the way through the night for a 1 o'clock start in another state.
You don't have any idea where that is in Western Kansas.
No clue. But can you imagine a professional baseball player in the bigs going through something like that? That's the barnstorming stuff that Negro League baseball players would have to go through. This is real deal baseball. Guys who really care about the game, guys who love the sport and take it for what it is, America's pastime. The best sport there is.
Well, talking about what's the movie?
Bingo Long and the Traveling All-Stars?
That's one of them. What's the other one when they're traveling? Durham Bulls.
Oh, Durham Bulls.
Durham Bulls. Durham Bulls is like the Cadillac compared to these poor dudes. Yeah. And they make that look rough. Can you imagine what those bus rides are on? What do they give them, peanut butter sandwiches?
Hey, I mean, they take care of the guys. I know Ian's got a good team out there. And, it's fun. It's some good, clean fun. You have guys dressing up like aliens for the guys' games. You have guys dressing up like cactuses for some of them. You know, it's really cool, and it's great to see just true baseball fans out there appreciating the game for what it is.
Well, I do love the passion and of course the rich tradition that is baseball. And speaking of a gentleman that knows a lot about that, he's now available to us, and that is Jeff Mangold. And this is brought to you by Sea Dogs Brewery. He's a former strength and conditioning coach for the Yankees, a couple years with the Mets, and now an accomplished author, Power and Pinstripes. And he's kind enough to join me, Jeff Mangold. What's going on, my man?
Mike, good afternoon to you. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great. You would have loved this interview we just had. Say hello to Ben, of course. And
hello, Ben.
Hey, how's it going?
Ben had a former teammate from Savannah State where he pitched that's now playing in the Pecos League, which is down in Arizona, New Mexico, Texas, some teams in California, and they're an independent league. And this is the purest form of the passion for the game of baseball, because that's godforsaken country. Can you imagine some of those bus trips going from Garden City, Kansas to
100 and something degrees out there?
It's 109 there today.
I think they fry eggs on the road, and that's how they have their breakfast.
Well, yeah. If they have enough money for breakfast.
Let me get it over easy, Mike.
Exactly. So what's going on, Jeffrey? Where are you at today?
No, I'm up. I'm in Leland, North Carolina, just outside of Wilmington.
Yeah, your home base. You were traveling. Yeah, your home base. It's gorgeous up there. And a little cooler than it is down here in the Sunshine State. I can assure you that.
But yeah, I tell you what, we're pushing 90 though today. I see you guys are low 90s with, but had some type of a mini tsunami or something. Hope you guys are okay.
We're all good. We've got a 4-10 pitch. It's Royals and Rays today, and of course the phenomenal story that is the Tampa Bay Rays this year. Still have a bit of the injury bug, but certainly nothing like your former employer, the New York Yankees. They're having a rough go of it from an injury perspective.
Yeah, they got a lot of breakdowns, and it's just been going on for a while. But that's always a challenge, Mike and Ben, to keep players on the field. That's what you have to do to succeed. And that's looks like the Devil Rays this year, from what I've seen, have done pretty decent of keeping the guys on the field, and they're a balanced team. They've got, I think they have 10 or 12 guys that have at least 20 RBIs, and the Yankees have 5 guys with 20 or more RBIs. That's how you win.
Yeah, I know this year we're not leading the league in batting average either. I think we're like 5th place, but I mean, we're still able to keep a balanced team out there. Guys who are able to drive in runs, get a base hit when we need it, and really just pass the bat back. Able to keep the momentum going, and that's one of the most important things.
Yeah, I'm Mr. Statman here today because I how I am with numbers, but the Devil Rays are second in the league in runs scored and first in runs against. Only the Texas Rangers have scored 11 more runs this year than the Devil Rays. So that's quite a run differential. So that'll win you games.
Especially in our division, where, I mean, we have teams like the Orioles, who are one of the best teams in baseball right now, the Blue Jays. You know, these are hard-fighting teams. I mean, the Blue Jays are still, I think, Vegas favorites, or at least they were at the beginning of the year. So it's amazing what we're able to do with how small of a budget we have and, kind of lesser known guys that we put out on the field every day. And even in games like last night where we decided to bench Wander Franco, we both think for the right reasons, but we're still able to get it done. We still have the next man up mentality that a team like ours needs to have to be successful and have the longevity to go deep into a season.
Yeah, that's where the team takes over and that everybody pulls together, and you know, not a lot of superstars, but people getting the job done, playing small ball if you need to, and come in and with some clutch relief pitching at the end to get a W.
Well, the only potential bona fide superstar, if you want to put that label on him, and being paid that amount of money, it was Wander Franco, and the youngster had to be sat down by Kevin Cash, which I applaud. It's just a maturity issue. You know, some of his temper tantrums and not hustling like he should out of frustration. When if he would have hustled, the result would have been much better. Do you have any memories of Joe having to do that with any of the guys during your guys' incredible run with the New York Yankees?
But you know, relative to that is with team chemistry and leadership, that there was a feeling within the clubhouse and leadership within the clubhouse with players like Paul O'Neill and Tino Martinez, and Derek Jeter and Mariano and Andy Pettit, that the problem would take care of itself within the roster, and that keep it from getting to the coaching staff and the hierarchy. But as far as Joe having to sit somebody down to have an example or just for that individual to learn, I don't really recall any of that, but it was a lot of the veterans would take somebody aside if there was some type of an inkling of a problem and get it handled within the group itself, which is huge.
And I think that's a little tough for the Rays. I mean, we have so many young guys. We have guys who really haven't been on the team for very long.
We don't have a Kevin Kiermaier. No, as far as leadership.
I know. I see what you're doing there a little bit.
No, I meant that sincerely. His team leadership may have had a different impact than this team right now.
Or in Evan Longoria, if we would have brought him back, because he was trying very hard to get back here. But we don't have that, you know, not elderly, but, you know, a seasoned vet that can kind of, you know, hold the fort down, be a leader in the clubhouse to kind of show the guys what it's supposed to be like and how baseball's supposed to be played.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. But that it'll happen because these, you know, Tampa Bay right now, they're winning and they're getting it done. And the cake is in the oven right now and it's cooking. So things are happening. You just don't see it.
That's a good old Iowa statement. The cooking, the cake is in the oven and then it's baking.
That's it. Yeah. So you gotta wait. You take it out when it's done, and hopefully it's at the end of the year and you're in the playoffs and doing well.
We're talking to Jeff Mangold, former strength and conditioning coach of the New York Yankees. How many World Series rings did you get, Jeffrey?
It was very lucky to have three. It was 1998, 1999, and 2000. So we really got on a roll there, and just some great leadership from George Steinbrenner on down, and this guy said love to win and hated to lose.
Led by the captain as well.
Yeah, that's true. In a very leadership way. You know, he didn't talk a lot. Talk about Derek Jeter. He didn't. It's just actions speak louder than words. He made it happen. That he would be so relaxed in the big games instead of being real tense that you just feed off of that. And that he's comfortable and loose, and same thing with Joe Torre. There was no intensity. Joe was intense, but it didn't show through. He was very stoic on the bench, if you remember that. His facial expressions and body actions, he didn't show it. He's probably burning up inside, but he didn't show it.
And the captain, of course, is getting his first broadcasting debut, I believe, over in London with Fox
today.
Yeah, today.
Cubs Cardinals.
Oh, that's right.
It's on right now.
Oh, it's fabulous. I have to check it out. That's like he and or Big Poppy and was it Kevin?
I don't know who's on
moderator
call.
With him. Yeah,
I know he has. Tom Brady should be taking some notes during this. He's got another big contract with Fox, so he's got to take some notes for old Derek Jeter here.
I think Jeter will be fine on behind the mic, don't you, Jeffrey?
Yeah, he'll be fine. He won't take over, but he'll just be he'll give his opinion and let things roll. But yeah, I'm sure it'll be a much watched deal.
Boy, another employer of yours, the New York Mets, for a couple of years you were there. They, you know, their future was so bright. They, prior to the season, they had to wear shades. And Cohen thought that he had written enough checks to get this team to the promised land. But they certainly have been a disappointment as we were just about to reach the halfway mark of the season.
Yeah, they're 14 or 15 games out. And just some of their pitching, there's the elder statesmen of their staff, they've had a lot of bullets fired through that gun, their guns. I don't know how many bullets they have left. Verlander and Scherzer. It's tough. Those guys are getting up there. Scoring runs.
Well, you know, and that's a star-studded lineup. I'm a Pete Alonso guy. I like Pete Alonso. He's from this area.
Local guy.
But he's been on the injured list too. So it's an interesting year in baseball when you see the Orioles with their success came pretty much from their farm system. Same thing for the Rays. So there's all kinds of examples throughout Major League Baseball right now that you don't have to write the biggest checks to have success, and I love that. I applaud that.
Yeah, it's you know year to year you see what the results are, but it you have a good chance if you take your time and invest from within, develop young players, and add some quality free agents or some trades, timely trades every once in a while. But yeah, that's why each year you never know what's going to happen. It's a long year too. You get the Yankees here who are, 10 games out or so, or 9 games out. You run off 8 out of 9, and you're right back in things. So things can change.
All right. Well, so you're the baker, and you bake the cake. You're waiting for the cake to bake. Which team's going to have the best cake at the end of the year? We're not going to hold you to this because things change dramatically. But as you see right now, who hoists the World Series trophy? Given the landscape of today's standings.
Yeah, I guess you got to knock off the champions. That's who's that? Atlanta Braves. And
Houston Astros last year.
Oh, was it Houston? Okay. Think I would say that, you know, you got to knock off the champions when those guys have been through the fire. And if they're there in the playoffs, you got to give them a heck of a shot. But other than that, heck, Tampa Bay, the Rays are right there too. If they get their, was it McClanahan, the pitcher? If he gets back,
11-1 right now, Sugar Shane.
Yeah. So you got a deal. Plus they get a playoff series there in the Dome. It's tough to beat there. Shoot.
America's ballpark, baby.
Ben's been calling it America's ballpark.
Nothing better than the concrete castle, the temple of turf, the old gray lady. She's gonna rock us all the way to the World Series.
He's lost his mind, anybody, Jeffrey.
Has anybody hit any of the beams lately?
Hey, I'm drinking the Kool-Aid. I'm okay with it. I love the trough. I think every baseball stadium needs to have something.
You obviously grew up here, and you're out of your mind, but I love the passion, right?
Yeah. Darryl Strawberry hit a beam up there years ago on a fly ball. So I'm just going to check to see if anybody's done that lately.
Well, I'm certain they have. Hey, let's do a little plug for the book. Where can people pick it up? It's been out now going on a couple of years. You're an accomplished author now, my friend.
Yeah, so it deals with the stories behind the scenes with my time and career with University of Nebraska as a strength and conditioning coach and also with the Florida Gators in the same capacity. and moving on to the Yankees and the Mets and just some of the daily grind that players go through, some of the ups and downs and the struggles, but how people can struggle, but then also end up succeeding and to stay with it. But it's called Power and Pinstripes, and it can be purchased at Amazon or Barnes & Noble or any of your good bookstores. I think it's a good read for people, kind of inspiring my life and my family and some of our challenges that we've had. But it's been great writing that book and enjoying doing some presentations and book signings.
Well, you know how much I appreciate our Bishop Healing Crusader Pride relationship and you taking the time to share your stories and help us out with a little baseball insider information. And now, after five or six times on the air, my class of 75 embarrassment, I introduce you properly. Strength and conditioning coach versus trainer. Why didn't you correct me in the past?
Yeah, that's okay. I was giving you, I guess I'm like what Joe Torre was. He let the players play and let them correct themselves. But after a while, you need to be corrected. You get pulled into the office. I had to pull you in the office.
Well, thank you, brother, very much for spending the time with us today. Have a great weekend, and we'll catch up with you after the All-Star break. How's that sound?
Yeah, great, Mike and Ben. Enjoy, and hello to all the fans out there, and have a great weekend.
All right. Thank you very much. That's Jeff Mangold, strength and conditioning coach. Has a great book out there. Make sure you pick it up, folks. Power and Pinstripes. It's a great read. I've got it. I'll give it to you.
I appreciate that, Mike.
All right. Now we're going to catch up with Oscar Garner III, the Big O. The Big O gets to give you some insight on the NFL draft.
The old basketball, the round ball?
The round ball. The game that you know very little about, my man.
Larry Bird, Michael Jordan, Magic Johnson, right?
You are an 80s guy. You were born in the wrong era. Oh, my gosh.
I'm a little bit behind the times, Mike. What can I say? You know, I gotta figure out. I mean, I know LeBron, Draymond Green. I know a couple of the guys out there.
Oh, I know what I forgot to do is get the phone number to...
To one of our guests there?
Yeah, fill the time here, champ.
Oh, yeah, sure thing. I mean, I got a couple little stories that we could talk on. The oldest baseball ballpark, professional baseball ballpark, is going to be used pretty soon for an actual professional baseball game. Rickwood Field, the oldest professional ballpark in the United States and former home of the Birmingham Black Barons of the Negro Leagues, will host a regular season game between the Cardinals and the San Francisco Giants on June 20th, 2024. This, of course, was the home for Willie Mays, who played there for the Black Barons, of course. So
I believe Willie Mays is the greatest all-around player.
Hey, I'm right there with you, Mike. I think he's the best baseball player to ever live.
Steal. He had home runs.
He had the average. He had the fielding. He had the home runs. He had everything, Mike. He was everything that you could ask for. The only thing he didn't do was pitch, and I'm okay with that because I know I'm a big Babe Ruth guy. I'm a big old school guy, but Babe Ruth only pitched for the first couple of years of his career. He really wasn't a pitcher for the Yankees, and that's where I kind of drop him down a little bit. If I'm going best of all time, I'm going Willie Mays. Then I'm putting probably Ty Cobb.
No, you Babe can't. You, Ty Cobb.
Ty Cobb batted .420, Mike.
Think about the era.
It doesn't matter what the era is. When Ty Cobb said he saw that Babe Ruth was hitting all these home runs, he told the reporters, you know what, I'm going to go out and hit home runs. He went 3-for-4 with 3 home runs, and I think the other one was a triple. Mike, he was the best pure hitter of all time and the second best pure hitter of all time, Ichiro. The third best pure hitter of all time, Pete Rose.
I will go with Pete Rose.
Pete Rose, third best hitter, but I think Ichiro is the second best pure hitter of all time, because even Barry Bonds, who I don't like to say how great he was, because he is a steroid user, but I will not neglect to say he was an amazing baseball player. He had true talent. But what I will say is Barry Bonds said Ichiro was the greatest hitter he ever saw. and Ichiro and all of his batting practices would hit balls out of the park 24/7 because he knew he could hit balls out of the park, but he shot for average more than home runs. He was an amazing hitter, and I think he's the second greatest hitter of all time.
Pure well, you've been drinking his Kool-Aid forever. Hey, let's take a quick break. We're trying to catch up with the Big O, get one more break in before we wind things down here on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection, live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill. 4:10, first pitch, and we've got the Rays and the Royals, 20,000 strong, and they're assembling right here at Ferg's right now as we wind things down on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection.
Hey, it's over. Reset the clock.
We're going to shut them down.
Dial the down.
Do it!
And get your head in the game.
Visualize an attack. Yes. Visualize an attack.
Yes. With the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. Live from the Clubhouse Studios inside Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
I'll take a scotch and water. Hold the scotch.
On the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, serving Champa Bay for 29 years, voted the Bay's best wings and sports bar, located across from Tropicana Field, is your sports headquarters and private party destination. Weekly live music, axe throwing, dog park, Rays Bucks and Lightning watch parties, every game and 95 televisions to guarantee your favorite team's games are always on. Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, Champa Bay's iconic sports and party headquarters.
Fred here. Welcome to the Sea Dog Treasure Island, a waterfront brew pub with a golf-inspired menu. Known for handcrafted cocktails and a wide variety of award-winning Sea Dog and Shipyard beers brewed right on site. Now serving breakfast daily starting at 8 a.m.
Chef Charlie here, featuring our homemade family recipes. Come try Big Mama's homemade biscuits and gravy, our award-winning shrimp and grits, and our handcrafted Maine lobster Benedict.
Located on the water, just walking distance to the Treasure Island Beach. Enjoyment for all ages. Cheers.
Rowdies fans, your Tampa Bay Rowdies are back at Al Lang Stadium in downtown St. Petersburg Saturday, June 10th at 7:30 p.m. Join us for post-game fireworks after the match and get your tickets now by visiting us at rowdiesoccer.com. Come on, you Rowdies!
Pulling out all the stops of the fourth.
All right, let's go.
Time to bring it home with the dub.
Let's get rocking.
Stick to the game plan with a Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection live from the Clubhouse Studios inside Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Let's rock this joint.
On the Champa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
I didn't realize.
Well, I guess we're back, Mike.
Welcome back to the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. That's right, bud. I was watching my man Carter over here hack it up as we've got the simulators. We're live from our 19th hole clubhouse studios as we wind down the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection right before the 4:10 first pitch. Royals and Rays, and the people are rolling in. So we'll talk about the draft next week with Big O and the Axeman, Alex Reba. But one thing I wanted to point out, and we'll talk about later on, four young guys from the state of Florida actually were drafted in the first round.
I love to hear that.
Pretty impressive.
That makes me so happy. I love seeing guys from Florida doing well. And
one kid from Calvary Christian.
Hey, even better.
In the league, in the NBA, my man.
Well, if we're speaking about NBA, Mike, we got to talk about Slam Ball coming back.
Absolutely.
The only basketball that I'll probably watch, Slam Ball has struck a 2-year media rights deal.
Is that the
ESPN?
The trampoline deal?
That is the trampoline
deal. That was pretty cool.
Mike, that stuff's awesome. You can kind of bump into people a little bit, jump pretty high. The agreement will provide unprecedented, this is their words, unprecedented national reach for the upstart property returning after more than 20 years, and play begins July 21st, Mike. I am so excited for this.
You'll actually watch something with a round ball?
Are you kidding me, Mike? This is awesome. Trampolines, collisions.
That was cool.
I want a little bit.
When it first came out, I wondered how that. There's Pablo, my man. It's amazing how it just died a quick death.
I want to see LeBron James absolutely dominate.
He's not playing that.
I know he's not, but I want to see a big.
These are going to be schlubs, like, you know.
It's going to be more entertaining than the NBA. We're going to have guys not flopping on the hardwood, freaking out because they got a little bit of an elbow to the side.
All right. So you only get headlines like this, folks, from the Sports Connection and Ben Botham's research.
So what I have here, what is being called as the nerd fight? We have Elon Musk versus Mark Zuckerberg. Location, Vegas. What is the event? A cage match. I am ready. The two
Musk is going to just destroy Zucker. He's 5 inches bigger than him.
Hey, but here, hear me out, Mike. All right. So both we have category weight.
Let our audience know, of course, we're talking about
a cage match, of course, between
between
Mark Zuckerberg, the CEO of Facebook, Meta, whatever you want to call it.
Yep, yep.
And then, of course, the CEO of Twitter, Tesla, all that. The two of them are going to be in a cage match. They challenged each other to a little
show of the geeks.
We have, of course, Elon Musk, 180 pounds. And then we have Zuckerberg, 150 pounds net worth. Elon, $245 billion. Zucker, $100 billion. Followers on
Zucker's going to get 150 billion pounded by him.
But hear me out, Mike. Zuckerberg, he's been studying Brazilian jiu-jitsu.
He's going to kill this kid.
He's been trying to figure it out. Elon Musk, his biggest thing is, you know, he can just ban him from Twitter. That's his combat stuff.
This thing is just too bizarre.
But it's supposed to be the biggest fight of all time, Mike.
Because you're gonna have geeks watching it.
Hey, I'm okay.
The people that rule the world.
I'm gonna watch it, Mike. It's $100.
And when I say geeks, I'm not. That's not derogatory.
No, of course.
Geeks rule the world. That's just a fact.
So the fight's gonna be in Vegas. It'll be fought in an octagon, UFC style. Potential referee.
Dana White's he's eating this up.
Oh, Dana White is the one who called
Bolton. I know that.
To make sure that this was an actual fight. Dana White, the president of UFC, of course, claims that he spoke with both of them, said both are absolutely 100% serious and ready for this, and Joe Rogan is the potential referee for the fight. So I'm very excited for this.
It's a cash chase and
all proceeds, of course, are going to charity. They're saying this is going to be $1 billion event, Mike. It's $100 per pay-per-view. This is going to be insane. Going to have unbelievable numbers, and this is going to be one of the
lengths we go for content these days. The lengths we go for content. So, all right, we got a couple minutes left. What do you got going on this weekend?
This weekend, not too much, Mike. Gonna just try and
stick around. We got live music down here. We got
of course
lovely ladies like Tina that's up here upstairs. Come on, Carter. I'll show you how to swing them on the simulator.
I already see the simulators come in handy here, Mike. These guys are figuring out their swing.
These are employees.
They're getting good clusters, Mike. They're getting good consistent shots here. Oh no! They just knocked over a bag. Oh no! Where's the caddy?
Reality radio. Use the stand, young man. Here we are live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill. And
all right, Mike. What do you think my average drive here is going to be? Because I'm going to take advantage.
120 yards
with the driver.
Yep.
All right,
Ben Botham. For Rowdy Soccer, Jim Hart, Randy Eirick, Dan LaForest, Ian Kosinovich, Jeff Mangold, Ben Botham, Joe Berdrow, Matt on the controls, all these support we get. I'm Mike Rickard. Thanks for listening to the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection and wishing you and your families a fabulous weekend. God bless you. God bless America. And as always, be sure to have a championship week.